Okay, we're on Chof Zayin Amid Beis. We're by the third to bottom line. Third to bottom line of Chof Zayin Amid Beis by Maskin. Right? Fourth one, sorry. Maskin Florav, last Florav of Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Today's Daf Chof Tes, and we will learn for Rafu Shlema for Shoshana Basi Bas Rachel Devora. So Maskin Florav of Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Mid El Daska, if yesterday we said that the word El Pnei HaKaporet is Dafka, then Al Pnei HaKaporet is Nami Dafka. That the Al should also be Dafka. What does that mean? The Al of Yom Kippur. However, El B'mita Sheni Lo Havi Aron HaKaporet. There was no Aron and there was no Kaporet. So what do you want to tell me? Hachanami Del Oven Hazos? Is that possible? That they didn't sprinkle? They didn't do the Avodah during the second Beit HaMikdash? Because there was no Aron HaKodesh? And after all, Dafka, like I said yesterday, Amar Rav Bar Ula, no, Amar Kra, the Chifer es Mikdash HaKodesh, Mokom HaMikudosh LaKodesh. You just have to have the plate. The plate has to be there. The fact that the Aron is missing, right, listen, it's not ideal, it's a secondary type of situation, right, the Shekhinah, whatever, but this doesn't occupy me from doing the Avodah. Okay. Rav Amar, Hava HaRabbanan. We have a steer between two brises. One brise said, that the sprinklings of the para had to be exact. One bride said it didn't have to be exact. We didn't have any way to reconcile that. So, Hava HaRabbanan, says Rava, it's not different people speaking. What's going on here is like this. Ha, when it's kosher, when the sprinkling is kosher, Dekoi Mizrach Umayra. You're standing between Mizrach and Mayra. However, your body is facing somewhere else, the Adi, and you sprinkle in some other direction. When is it possible? Dika Safon Vidarum Ba'adi. You're not even facing in the direction toward the Aron Kodesh, toward the Parochet. You're facing the other way. You're facing the other way, right? I want to face that wall. I'm supposed to face that wall. So I'm facing that wall, but I'm sprinkling over there. That's fine. But if I'm facing over there, it doesn't even get off the ground. That's not fine. That answers, that resolves the stira. Okay, good? Amar Mar, we said yesterday, Vishabithnim, the inner sprinklings by Yom Kippur, right? And Vishab Mitzorah, and if it's the sprinklings of a Mitzorah, Shalolishman, if they're done Shalolishma, Psulos, that's no good. Shalomuchuvanos, but if they're not done directly at the prophet, that's shared, that's not a problem. I Vatanya, Bain Shalolishman, Bain Shalomuchuvanos, Sherod. But Abraham says that even if it's not done Lishma, it's fine. Doesn't have to be Lishma. Amar of Yosef Lokasha. The one who said it's Pasol is Rabbi Eliezer. Right? Baha Rabbanon. And the one who said it's kosher is the Rabbanon. Rabbi Eliezer. One second. Right. Rabbi Eliezer. Demakish Asham Lachatos. He makes the Hekish. From Asham to Chatos. That what? That just like a Chatos we know. Only two Karbanos. Has to be brought Lishma. Chatos for sure, from Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer makes the Hekish Asham too. Asham also. Not only that, Makish Nami, Log L'Asham. He makes another Hekish from a Log Shemen to the Asham. So just like a Asham has to be done Lishma, so too, the Log of the Vitzorah also has to be done Lishma. And if it's not done Lishma, it's no good. Rabbanon, Lo Makshi. Rabbanon don't make that Hekish. Therefore, Lishma is not a factor. Lishma is not a factor. Wait a minute. Ulu Rabbi Eliezer. According to Eliezer, Chidava Lamed Behekish, Chazit Umalamed Behekish? You can't do that. How do you know that an Asham has to be Lishma? Hekish to Chatos. How do you know a Log Shaman has to be Lishma? Hekish to Asham. You can't do that by Kachim. We had that already. You can't make a secondary Hekish. Therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, why on earth is the Log Shaman possible if it's Shalom Lishma? Why? Ela Marava, Hava Harabanan. You're right. Really, it's the Rabbanan. And when we said kosher and pasul, we meant two different things. Kan Lahashir. When is it kosher? What does it mean it's kosher? It means it's kosher that the Kahanim can eat that Log Shemen, the leftover Log Shemen. Kan Lahartzos. And when is it pasul? It's pasul, meaning that the Mitzorah doesn't get anything out of it. Look at Rashi. Lahartzos. See the last Rashi before the Mishnah. Lahartzos. Lahazos, la'alos, l'shem chova, u'lahatir Metzora B'Kahal, that's Pasul, Shelo Lishma. If it was done Shelo Lishma, does it allow the Metzora to come back into the Kahal? No. However, Tonic Sheiros, when it says kosher, Lahakshir, what does that mean? If you did it like that, Shelo Lishma, now there's leftover oil, everybody's polishing for that oil, okay, you can eat the oil. Does it help the Mitzora get its kapara? No. That's how you explain it. The Shiori Log Mitzora Nechalim, because the Shiori Log is eaten. Fine. Good? Next. Shiva Kine Menorah Ma'ak Ben Zezeh. The seven branches of the candle of the menorah are ma'akiv each other. What are we doing? Why are we doing this? What's that doing anything? This is not menacha. Because we said about yesterday about ma'akiv thing. Now we're going to go off on a huge tangent. It's going to take us about at least 15 blocks. It's into the mems. Into the mems, mem hey at least, mem dalet I think. The parak, the volume ends at the end of the parak. But the next parak is called Parak Tchelet. All about tzitzit. So at least a good 7-8 blocks. Here it starts. It starts here. There's no more menachas now for a while. So Rathidi's great tomorrow today. Shiva, Kinei, Menorah, Ma'ak, Menzezeh. The seven branches of the menorah, right in the base of the Mikdash, the menorah had only seven branches, right? They ma'akiv each other. What does it mean they ma'akiv each other? We'll see if they go, what that means. Shiva, Neiroseha, Ma'ak, Menzezeh. Not only do the branches are ma'akiv, but even the candles are ma'akiv. The flames are ma'akiv. Okay? Shtei parashios shevi mezuzah, ma'akvot zu ezu. The two parashios of a mezuzah are ma'akiv each other. Right? Their two parashios are Shema, Vahaya, and Shemoah. If they're both. Not only that, afilu kasav echad ma'akvin. Rashi learns that to mean, even if one letter is missing, it's ma'akiv. Well, it's rove there. It's almost all there. One bait is missing. No, it's puzzle. Right? Dalin parashios shebet tefillin. The four parashios of the tefillin. Ma'akvin zu ezu. They're ma'akiv each other. Right? By the way, just an interesting aside. You know the Torah never says the word tefillin? Never says the word tefillin in the Torah. It always calls them totafos. Never says the word tefillin. You know who the first person who says the word tefillin is? A guy by the name of Alkowitz. He calls it tefillin. We call it tefillin. It's an interesting thing. I don't know what they call it. Right. I don't know, they call them totafos? You walk into a farm store. Can I get a pair of totafos, please? Make you some kind of, what? Right. It's an interesting observation. The Mesipta pointed out. It's very, actually, it's very interesting. That the word tefillah does not appear in the, because one is called a tefillah. It doesn't appear in the Torah like that. Anyway, they ma'akiv each other. Not only that, afilu kasav echad ma'akvin. Again, even one letter missing in four parashas is puzzled. I will. 98% of it's there. Right? Right? The answer is, it's puzzled. By the way, we have that rule of almost everything in the Torah. Almost everything, said before, almost everything requires perfection. Well, Shabbat's almost over. Right? The concept of rubo kakulo, when that works, doesn't work well. Shabbat's almost over. It's like, I'm ready to do malacha. Right? Sefer Torah is almost kosher. It's almost. The mezuzah is almost kosher. Right? But don't say that. The lulav is almost kosher. Don't say something like that. No one gives a kid to that at all. Right? The Esther's almost kosher. So there's a few things wrong with it. It's almost good. What? I don't know. When do you say rubo kakulo? Listen, you have to drink the full kos on Pesach night. Rove kos is also good. Why rubo kakulo? All right, you want to do a hit or drink the whole thing? Right? What's the difference? Not sure. Right? Not sure what the difference is. I don't know. You need a sheep. Sukkah's the only one. Right? Everything's with shortcuts. Okay, the walls don't reach. It's okay. We'll make it pretend. Everything's pretend. It's only mitzvah like that. But I'll give you another one. Mikvah. Look, almost my whole body was toibled. Especially for a woman where it makes a difference, right? It was the type of tumah. Well, everything, my finger left out. My whole body, except for my finger, I left out my finger on purpose. Right? Someone said there's two ways of guilty go to the mikvah, right? You want to be toibled many times. So he said he went to that Rizal mikvah. Reason. So, you're going to travel one time. That's a cheap way of doing it. Travel seven times. So there's two ways to do table seven times. You can go up and down seven times, or you can stick your finger out seven times. You stay down, and you stick your finger out seven times, and therefore, that's the thing about it, it's brilliant. But that's the cheap way of doing it. The point is, right? The point is, we require perfection. Well, Rove was there, it's okay. Rubel Kukula. Don't say that. Right? Right? Don't say that at all. Like by the veil. So the seventh day, we'll mix it a Yom Kukula. Right? So it's actually for 15 minutes in the morning, but the whole day's over. How come there we say that? And I don't know. We need a hasbro for that. But the point is over here, you can't. What? Right, it's got to be one. The point is over here, you can't say, well, most of the tefillin is perfect. One letter they left out. You make such a big deal about that? The answer is yes, it's puzzled. Dalad tzitzios ma'akvo zuazu. Also, the same thing with four tzitzit on four corners of a garment. Sha'arbas on mitzvah achas. It's really one mitzvah. It's four are one mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, arba'as on arba mitzvah. It's four mitzvah. What he means by that, I'm not sure. Yeah, we'll find out exactly. Now, my timer, what's the reason? What's the reason for what? What's the reason that the seven branches of the menorah are ma'akev zeh ezeh? Because havaya k'siv b'hu, it says the word havaya, which means exact, right? Like this. Tana Rabbanon, okay, now we just have a lot of tukim back and forth. Tana Rabbanon, menorah ha'isa ba'a min ha'eshes, it came from one block of gold. Right, they point out over here, it doesn't have to come from one block of gold. What they did was, it had come from many blocks of gold, they would put all the gold together in a kiln, melt it all, let it harden. Very hard to find a natural piece of gold big enough to fashion a menorah. What? Right. Right, so I always thought that. They went to some mountain, they found some huge thing of gold, and they cut it out. So that one of the requirements, now that's not what they did. They could take a million different pieces of gold. It would all be together, melted together, now it's one block. Now it's one, it doesn't have to be naturally one block. One block, and now it's one block, right? That makes a lot of sense. And then they fashion the menorah. Okay. And minazov, it has to be gold. Also, minha garutaos, if you made it from different pieces of gold, psula, that's puzzle. Mishar mine matechos, but if you made it from other metal, that's kshir, that's fine. Now, Maishna mina garutos psula. Why are garutos puzzle? Why? Diksev, because it says, mikshe the habaya. Mikshe, Rashi points out, mikshe means two things. Mikshe means hard. It also means, I think it means, I forgot what it means. Right, it means to hammer out. So mikshe the habaya. Meaning, you can't bring a little thing over here and a little piece over there and put it together. It's got to be mikshe. It's got to be one piece. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Sharmi nematechos nami. By other metals also. Zahav v'havaya. It says Zahav v'havaya. What do you mean you can make it out of silver? Amar Kra. So the Pasuk says, no. It says Teyaseh. Larabos sharmi nematechos. Teyaseh is a ribui to include other metals. Says the Gemara, v'em larabos garutos. Maybe it comes to include pieces to put together. Maybe that's what it comes to include. Lo sol gadaita. Don't think that for a minute. Why not? The amakshek siva the havaya, because by mikshe it says it's very close to the word havaya. It says the Gemara teyasa nami amakshek siv. So teyasa also says next to the word mikshe. So that why would teyasa be a ribui that you could use other metals? So the Gemara says, well, mikshe is la'akim. No, that's ma'akim. The fact that it has to be one piece, that's ma'akim. Says. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that number big. Zav, nami la'akev. So also gold is ba'akev. Also gold is ma'akev. Right? So the Gemara says, hi, mai. You can't say it. What do you want to say? E amard bishlav mena grutos psula. Misharani metechos kshera. If you say that pieces are puzzle and other metals are kosher, hainu zav, miksha ladrasha. That will allow a drasha to be made, it's going to be made in 30 seconds. But Ella, Iyamart, Mina Grutos Kshira, that the pieces are kosher, Umishar Mine Matzvos Psula, and other metals are puzzle, Zav, Mitcha, Mitcha, Maidarashtabe. What are you going to do with the drasha? In other words, it has to be this way. It has to be that other pieces are puzzle and gold is not ma'akeh. It has to be that way. Why? Because you have a following drasha. What's the drasha? My drasha, the Tanya. It says like this. Kikar zav tahar, kikar of gold, tar gold, yata osa, it's called akelim ela. Ba zav, if you have gold, ba kikar, then you require a kikar. Ain't a ba zav, ain't a ba kikar. If you don't have gold, you don't require a kikar. Then it says, gviya. A gviya is a flower. Gviya is a cup. Kaftoreha is a button or a button or a apple. What? Knob. And upracheha means a flower. So, buzz of, if you have gold, then ba gviya kaftor upracha. Ain't a buzz of, you don't have gold, ain't a ba. You don't require all these things. Right? What do you see from here? Right? What do you see from here? Bottom line, that if the menorah is made from other metals, it's kosher. Very simple. Right. So, one second, we're not finished. The ema, nami, maybe like this. Buzz of, maybe it means like this. If you have gold, ba kanim. Then bring the other branches. Ain't no buzz of, if you don't have gold, ain't no buck on him, don't bring other branches. Why are you mixing other metals into the mix? Maybe it means a different drasha. If you don't have gold, you don't have to have branches. The Gemara answers, Hahu pamot miku. That's not a menorah. It's a pamot. What's the point? How do you translate pamot? A candlestick. It's one candlestick. It's not a menorah. There's no way you could bring one candlestick, it's something that's a menorah. What does it must mean? It must mean, what can you do away with? You can do away with the gold. Can you do away with the candles? Impossible. You can do away with the gold. Now, Zeh Maisa HaMenorah, it says Zeh Maisa HaMenorah, Mipsha Zahav, which means, Ba Zav, if you have gold, Ba Mipsha. Ain't no Ba Zav, ain't no Ba Mipsha. If you have gold, it has to be one piece. If you don't have gold, it doesn't have to be one piece. Miksha the Sefer Lamayasa. So what does the second miksha come to exclude? Lemu'ute Chatzotzros. It comes to exclude the Chatzotzros. Titania. Chatzotzros are yabar mina ashes. Also, the Chatzotzros have to come from one piece of metal. Mina kesef from silver. Asa minha ha-grutot. If you made the Chatzotzros from little different pieces, Sheirin is kosher. Yisharmi ne'matachos ptulim. But if it's made from other metals, it's puzzle. Exact opposite halacha of the menorah. Maishna yisharmi ne'matachos ptulim. Why is that the case? Chatzotzros is a puzzle. The sif, because it says, kesef bahavaya, kesef bahavaya, kesef bahavaya. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? When our grutos nami, miksha bahavaya. It says miksha and havaya. So why are grutos kosher? So the Gemara answers, miyat machmanagab, menorah, miksha hi. So it says another miyat, miksha hi. He, by the menorah, below chatzotzros. Not the Chatzotzros. Okay? I hear you. What was your question? Your question was, so basically, the Gemara, at the end of the day, the Gemara has a whole drush over here to get to the idea that if it's not made out of gold, it's fine, but if it's not made out of one piece, it's not fine. But the Chatzotzros is the exact opposite. So we're going to get to, in a few minutes, the issue of what will happen by the Chashmonai. So we're going to get to that number big. Now, we can talk about it now, we can talk about it anytime. I have a picture here of the menorah. We're going to use this picture for Amud Beis at the very bottom. It's going to help. The picture is going to help the Gemara, explain the Gemara. But this picture has the menorah with curved branches, right? It's a big machloket. It's not a big machloket. It's a small machloket. Whether or not the menorah had curved branches or straight branches, almost like a what? Like a V, exactly. Almost everybody seems to hold that the branches were straight. Rashi says that on Chumash. Rashi says Al-Tithon, which means diagonal. As opposed to curved, they were straight. The Rambam, in his Pirush HaMishnah, had a picture. He draws a picture, very interesting picture. It has the pictures in the back. He has a picture, and the Gvim, the Kaftorim, and the Prachim, he draws one of them like a triangle, one of them like a circle, and one of them like a semicircle. So you should know exactly where they are. So it's a whole series of all these different shapes, but they're all diagonal. The branches are all diagonal. Another raya they bring, that they were diagonal, is from the Chashmonaiah. Because it says that after the story of Hanukkah, what they do? Out of poles. Poles aren't round. They're straight. Why'd they do that? Because they had to do it. Because at least it should look the same. And if they couldn't afford gold, at least make it look the same. Unbelievable. I never thought of that. So most seem to hold it. By the way, Mechon HaMikdash has also diagonal. Also diagonal. Right? Yeah. The Mechon HaMikdash menorah is diagonal. Oh, the one is round? They made it round? No, but it says it's round. Talk, it's round. Maybe they hold it to the other one. It's a minority opinion to say it was round. It's a minority opinion. But this picture here has it in round. I'm not sure why they did it like that. Yeah, why? Right. What would they have to hold? So we've got a thing of oil. Okay, a log of oil. Right, right. Oh, you're right. Okay. Okay, next. Ready? Tana Rabbanan. Kol HaKelim She'asa Moshe K'sherim Lo U'K'sherim L'Doros. Whatever Moshe made was kosher for him and kosher for generations. Right? Kosher for him and kosher for generations. It was kosher for him and kosher for ever. Chatzotzrot, however, Chatzotzrot K'sherim Lo U'P'sulos L'Doros. The Chatzotzrot that Moshe made could never be used again. They were puzzle for anyone else. On the second line of Amud Beis of Chav Chatzimavit. Chatzotzer was my timer. What's wrong with Chatzotzer? Why can't they be used later on in the history? Ilay Madamakra Ase Lacha. Hashem said to Moshe, make the Chatzotzer Ase Lacha, make it for yourself. Lacha Vlol Doros. That means Lacha Vlol Doros. Elamayata, but if that's true, Asisa Lacha Aron H. Says in Parashas Truma, make for yourself. Hachanami, the Lacha Vlol Doros? That's just impossible. Right? The Aron was only for Moshe? That can't be shot. Ella, Ilamanda Omar, Lecha, Misha Lecha, if you want to say it means that Lecha means for yourself, that you have to pay for it out of your own pocket, Ilamanda Omar, Kaviyachal. If you want to learn the Pshat as if Hashem said Kaviyachal, Shalacha, Ani wrote to Yosef Mishalahem, Hashem says to Moshe, I like you better than I like everybody else. Right? Meaning I want you to make it. Nobody, I'm not interested in anyone else. Only you, which is a big kaviyacho. How shall we say that? Hai nami mi boile lahachi. Right? Hai nami the lacha mi boile lahachi is needed for another drasha, either one of these two drashas. The Gemara says, shiny hasab, the amar kra, lacha lacha trey zimni. It says a second lacha. I say lacha, v'hayu lacha. You make them, and they should only be for you, and they're never again going to be used to anyone else. Okay? Now, again, it's a little complicated Gemara. Till we get to a little while down, the real action in today's doctrine is at the bottom of the page. Tani Rav Papa Bered de Rav Chanin Kameh de Rav Yosef. Rav Papa says to Rav Yosef, Menorah Haitzaba Min Ashet. The menorah came from one piece of gold, Min Azav, gold. Azav Shal Kesef. If you made it out of silver, right? Kshera, it's kosher. Shall bat, what's bat? Tin. Shall aver, what's aver? Lead. And shall gisteron, or it's made out of a bunch of different pieces together. Rebbe posel. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Huda Masher. So Rav Papa says, Rebbe said it's no good, and Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Huda said it is good. Shall eat, what if we made the menorah out of wood? Shall eat, wood. Shall etem, bone. So zechuchet, glass, different are called psula. Everyone holds its possum. Okay? Amale, so Rav Yosef says back to Rav Papa, my daitcha, what are you thinking? Amale, Rav Papa, so Rav Papa says back to him, bein mar ubein mar, whether it's Rebbe or Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, prate darshi, the darshan of klal prat klal. We're going to see in a few minutes, there's going to be a klal prat klal. One's going to hold of a klal prat klal, one's going to hold of a ribui miut ribui, these Tanoim, Rebbe, and Rebbe Yossi. Rav Papa says like this. You want to know why I said the following items are kosher and the following items are pasul? Glass is pasul. Eight, wood is pasul. Right? The tin or lead is fine. You want to know why I said that? And by the way, not only that, and then comes along Rebbe Yossi, comes along, what about if it's gusterin, different pieces? So Rebbe said it's no good. Rebbe Yossi said it is good. You want to know why I said all that? I'll tell you why. Because either you hold of a cloud cross cloud, or you hold of a ribuy miyud ribuy. Either way, mar shavar, right? Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda hold, ma prat mefora shal mateches, just like the prat is gold, gold is a metal, as kol shal mateches. Any metal is going to be fine. If glass is not fine. Any metal is going to be fine. And not only that, maybe even broken pieces will be fine. Umar Savar and Rebbe will hold Haprat Mefurish Davar Chashuv. What's the prat? Prat is gold. That's a Davar Chashuv. Afkal Davar Chashuv. So too, any Davar Chashuv. Okay? Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef says, what? I guess all time. I guess that time. We're going to have something now. Well, it changes. But there's no question that pottery is not Chashuv. So we make a menorah out of pottery. So we'll see in a few minutes. Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef says to Rabbi Papa, Samedida mikamei didi. Which means, remove your opinion in favor of my opinion. Right? Remove your opinion in favor of my opinion. Why? Titania, because I have a brisa that says like this. It says, Kli sharet sh'asam shel eit. If you make a kli sharet out of wood, Rebbe posel, Rebbe says it's puzzle, Rebbe Yosef Huda Mashir. And Rebbe Yosef says that's fine. But my kamiflagi, what are they arguing about? Rebbe darshi klalu prat. Rebbe darshins klal and prat. Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda darish ribui umiyot. Rebbe Yosef Huda darshins ribui umiyot. Two different ways of darshining. Klal prat, you see both how they both play out. We've had this many times. Rebbe darish klalu prat like as follows. It says in the Torah, in Parshas Truma, Parshas Truma? Maybe not. It says like this. Vasisa menoras. It's the full pasuk read. Vasisa menoras zahav. So what does it mean, vasisa menoras? Vasisa menoras. Comma. Make a menorah. Klal. You can make it out of anything you want. But the very next word says zahav. Zahav is a prat. Zahav tar is a prat. Then it says, miksha teyaseh. Make it out of one piece. Hamenorah, the menorah. Chazar v'klal. That's another klal. What do you have over here? Klal prat klal. He had to don elakeim haprat. The rule is we follow the prat. Ma prat hamefurish shel matechet. Just like the prat is something that's made out of gold. Kol shel matechet. So to anything made out of gold. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Huda darish ribui miyot. Made out of metal. Any metal. What? Right, so since gold is a metal, you can use any metal. Rabbi Yosef Huda Darash Ribuy Umiyute. He darshan slightly different method, which means it'll yield the following result. Vasisa menoras riba. So vasisa menoras is a riba, I can make it out of anything. Zav tar, gold is a miyut. Then mikshateyatza menoras chazav riba. Riba umiyut v'riba. Riba hakol. Right, riba includes everything. My Rebbe. What are we including? Rebbe Kalmili. You can make it out of anything you want. My miyot. What's the miyot? Miyot shel cheres. You can't make a menorah out of earthenware. That's not appropriate. Okay? Says Rav Papa back to Rav Yosef, Adarabba, just the opposite. Samedi dach mikame didi. Remove your shita in front of my shita. Losal kadaita. You can't be right. You know why? Titania. It says in a braisa, Mati, here we go. Ain lo zav, if you don't have any gold, maybe ach shel kesef. You can even bring from silver. Shel nechoshes, you can bring from copper. Shel barzel, iron. Shel bedil, what's bedil? Tin. Shel bedil, you can make it out of tin. Right? Shel ofros, lead. If you have heard the master, ach shel eight. You can even make it out of eight. The tanya is, and we have another bright that says, Now, we're going to read this Bryce in full, then we're going to go back and dissect it. This is Bryce's fascinating. Lo yasa adam bayis tabat heichel. You can't make your house with the same dimensions as the house of the Beit HaMikdash. You hear that? Somebody comes to Mati and says, I want to build a house. I want to build the Beit HaMikdash. What? So, by the way, it's a big shiloh. It's a big shiloh. The bell. It's a big shiloh. What this means? What does this mean? Now, by the way, achsadra kineged ulam. You can't make an achsadra like a porch which has the same dimensions as the ulam. The big machlokes, because an achsadra usually has only three walls. It's the porch. What about the fourth wall? The big fight over here. Rashi tells us whether the fourth wall, since the ulam was so high, and the doorway was so high, it's as if you don't need a fourth wall. You do need a fourth. Very complicated. So the question is, how far do you take that? You can't make it with the same dimensions and the same materials and the same adornment. Everything. Right. So it's a shiloh. What this means? Chatzar kineged azara. You can't make your backyard have the exact same dimension as the chatzar. Shulchan kineged shulchan. You can't make a table look like the shulchan. Menorah kineged menorah. You can't make a menorah with seven branches. You can't do that. Aval osahu shel chamisha. You can make one of five branches. Vishal shisha, or of six branches. So if it says you can make one of five, why does it say you can make one of six? What? What do you mean? No, that's the Beit HaMikdash. I want to make a menorah in my house. That's the Beit HaMikdash. I want to make one in my house. I can't make a seven branch menorah in my house. I can make a five branch. I can make a six branch. Why are both mentioned? So then, as he points out, both of the bullets are up to dead. Because I would have thought maybe if it's five branches, it's still an odd number, like seven. But six branches, for sure, it's mutter. What? It doesn't even have anything to look. It doesn't look like the menorah at all. Five branches looks a little bit like it. You just took away one branch. You took away two sides. Okay, the question is better than the answer. Also good. Shal Shmona, also good. Shal Shiva, lo yasa. Don't make one of seven. Even other, even other metals. Don't do that. Again, what if you buy one, you want to have one, and it's not the same size? So 1 foot tall. What if only 1 foot tall, right? The 1 foot tall menorah, problem? I don't know the parameters. Is this halacha? Rehud Omer, Afshal 8, lo yasa. Don't make it out of wood. Kedera sha'ose, malche beit chashmanoi. Like they made by the times of the Chashmonai. Don't do that. Right? Why can't you do it? Why shouldn't they be able to do it? Because it's kosher. Wood is kosher. So the Gemara says, Amru lo. So Biosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Amru lo. So they told you, is it Misham Raya? That's your Raya? That what? That a menorah of wood is kosher, and it's us that make a menorah out of wood of seven branches. The Chashmonaim didn't make a menorah out of wood. Misham Raya? Shpudim shel barzel hayu. They were shpudim of iron. Vayuchipam bebad. They covered it with tin. Heshiru. That's what all they had. When they got richer, asum shel kesef. Then they made it out of silver. Chazru v'yishiru asum shel tov. Then they got even richer. They made it out of gold. So the shaila is, well, the bryce of it says they made it out of wood. So what is the story? Did they make it out of wood or did they not make it out of wood? That's the problem with tomorrow. I don't know the answer. Apparently the menorah got ruined. So when the night they were plundered, the first night, that night of miracle of Hanukkah was not done in the menorah. It was done in some makeshift menorah. They made it. So he said they made it out of wood. No, they didn't make it out of wood. They made it out of metal sticks. What the true answer is, I don't know. Now, the Minchas Chenas asks an unbelievable question. He says, you're not allowed to make the menorah, you're not allowed to make your house the dimensions of the Beit HaMikdash. Right? Right? So he says like this, what if there was only the Mishkan? Could you make your house the dimensions of the Mishkan? No. Then they built the Beit HaMikdash. Right? Can you make your house the dimensions of the Mishkan now? Then they built the third base of it. Now they built the second base of it. But it's different dimensions. Can you make your house now the dimensions of the first base of Mikdash? And what about today? Can you make your house now? Like the Mishnah? Like the base of Mikdash? Like the first? Like the second? Like the nose? Like Givon? Can you? What's the story?
So the answer.
It's an interesting question. Right, because I want to pretend it's the Beis HaMikdash. That might be a problem. Because of your kavana. Okay, now, for the next Gemara, we have to go to this sheet of paper, because otherwise tomorrow it's going to be quite difficult. Here. Okay, next. Ready? Here we go. One hand. Amar Shmuel Mishmei Tzaba Gvoa Shel Menorah Shmona Atar Tvachim. The menorah was 18 tvachim tall. Notice, it never says in the Torah how tall the menorah is. What? We're going to get to the 17 in a minute. You're going to hear a B'nai Tzaba that's going to blow your mind. So it's 18, it says 8, what? Yes, it will. Yes, it will. 18 tvachim tall. Look at Tosfos. Yesh Omrim, second to last Tosfos. Yesh Omrim, B'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Dinaskale L'Saba. Dinaskale L'Saba. That some old man learned. Mishnifin She'etel HaShulchan. Where'd 18 come from? Because the Shulchan had two piles of six, a snifma like a shelf. And on those shelves were the showbreads, the lacham upon them. Right? And she'etzal shulchan, utzorech lacham upon them. She'etzal shulchan, yilchet tvachim. That was 18 tvachim tall, and the menorah was ha'etzal lahar al shulchan. The purpose of the menorah was to light up the shulchan. So you see, that was 18, that's also 18. What? 1 minute. V'nira, delo amar ben atavar davar zemi olav. He never said that. That can't be true. That's impossible. Why? Thus, nivim keneged lacham upon him. True, those shelves were keneged lacham upon him. Will come on, perhaps stay lechem, but can have it in dafsat above that there's a machlokas. I mean, there were mayor, mikdash, shulchan, your base tvachim, lemaila. Well, in Yehuda, tesvav. The machlokas, whether it was 12 tvachim or 15 tvachim. That's besides the legs. Levad, meha shulchan, levad, meragle ha shulchan, ama vachetzi. That's besides the ama and a chetzi for the legs. Of course, it was much more than 18 tvachim. That can't be the reason. Where did 18 tvachim come from? So the Rambam says, in Pirush HaMishnayis, 18 tvachim is the stam height of a human being. Stam height of a human being. That's why it's 18 tvachim. Interesting. Right? It's like some mystery here. Where 18 tvachim come from? You'll see in a minute, now we're going to have a whole sheet here breaking down the 18 tvachim. Right? Now, haraglayim, the legs. Right, the menorah has legs. See, this picture, they stick legs on, but the legs don't raise the menorah at all. They're just flat legs. The tiny little things over there. They don't raise the menorah. They just spit, what? The base, under the base. I think under the base. The base itself is the leg? Okay. Haraglayim v'hapera gimel tvachim. The raglayim, the base, and at the bottom of the base is a little flower. That's three tvachim tall. Then, v'tvachayim chala. Then there were two tvachim of blank space. Then, tefach, there was a tefach, shebo, on that tefach, was the gvia, the kaftar, and the perach. See how they're all lined up one next to the other? The button, the flowers, and the cup. Then, tvachayim chala. Then a tefach of space. Then, right. This is this picture. The Torah of Machlokas is about everything. Right? I believe this is how Rashi has it. Now it doesn't look like that at all. As we said before, it doesn't look like this at all. Then, utzvachayim chalak. Then there's two tzvachim of blank space. Then, right, I know. Then, tefach kaftor. Then one tefach of a button. Then, shnei kanim yotzim imenu. Two branches go out. Echad la'elech, echad la'elech. One to the left, one to the right. And they go up to the height of the menorah, right? Then tefach chala, then a tefach of blank space, then tefach kaftor, then a tefach of a button. Shnei kanim yotzim imenu echad be'elef echad be'elef. Then shachin v'ol keneged gavoh shel menorah. Then the second level of branches go. Those are less gold because it's closer together, right? Physics, and then it goes up to the top. Then tefach chala, then another tefach of blank space. With tefach kaftor, then a tefach of another button. Another two branches come up. Echad eileth. Again, they reach the top of the menorah. then Tvachayim Chalak, then two Tefachs of blank space, then Nishtai Rusham Gimel Tvachim, there are left over three Tvachim, Shebahen Gimel Gvin, and on top of there are three Gvin, three cups, Kaftor, a Farach, and a flower. Okay? That's the end of it. The B'nai Tosfa says that it was really 17 Tvachim and a Masha. Otherwise, his bar is 4 fifths amazing as opposed to 5 fifths amazing. But we'll get to that in 2 seconds. Gvi'in, Lomahein Domin. What would the Gvi'in compare to? What they look like? Kiminchos as Alexandrian. They look like cups from Alexandria. Kaftor and Lomahein Domin. What do the buttons look like? Kimin Tapuche Hakarsian. Like an apple from Karsi. Prachim Lomahein Domin. What do the flowers look like? Kimin Prache Ha'amudim. Like the flowers on a pillar. Okay? Flowers on a pillar. But into it comes out, Gvi'im Eshem Ishtayim. There were 22 Gvi'im in the entire menorah. Okay? Why? How do you get 22? Because it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 times 3 is 21. 1 at the bottom is 22. Kaftorim Acharasar. There were 11 buttons. Prachim Tisha. 9 prachim. Okay? So there's 9, 11, 22, right? 9, 11, 22. How many candles are there? 7. How high was it? 18. The Nei Tashkin says it was really 17 in the Mashal, like David said. Okay? Gvi'im Akvin Zezeh. The Gvi'im Ma'akiv one to the other. Kaftarim Akvin Zezeh. The Kaftarim Ma'akiv one to the other. And Prachim Akvin Zezeh. The Prachim Ma'akiv. And Gvi'im Kaftarim Prachim Akvin Zezeh. They all ma'akiv each other. Why if they all ma'akiv each other? Wouldn't that in the Mishnah? Post asked that question on the Mishnah, actually. He says it's 7 branches of ma'akiv. What about everything else? So he has a whole discussion. It's very short. Tosfos, one line, Tosfos. He says, Tema, the low chashim, Gvi'im Kaftarim Prachim, Ma'akvin Zezeh, because they've been a Gemara. Hashem, we should the lesson of Bishar Minim Atafos. Because if you don't have a goal, you don't have them. Okay? The first pasuk of Bereishis has 7 words. The first pasuk of Bereishis has 7 words, corresponding to the 7 branches of the menorah. The first pasuk of Shemot has 11 words, corresponding to the 11 kaftorim. The first pasuk of Vayikra has 9 words, corresponding to the 9 prachim. The first pasuk of Bamidbar has 17 words, which the B'nai Tosfos says was the height of the menorah, it was 17 tvachim and a mashal. And the first pasuk of Devarim has 22 words, which are there are 22 Gvi'im. And that's why menorah is Ora, Dutorah. In the dimensions of the menorah are the first pasuk of every one of the months. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. Today's Tosfos. Amazing, no? I will stop here, and we will resume tomorrow. Tomorrow is without a doubt one of the top 10 daf shot. Look, Shiloh tomorrow. Nothing top 10. No question about it. Tomorrow's daf when Moshe Rabbeinu goes to sit and to share with Rabbi Akiva. That's tomorrow's daf. It's great stuff tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day. We will resume tomorrow.